Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
More COVID chaos up north. Brisbane's in the middle of a lockdown at the moment. A few cases up there, and a few of those positive cases managed to leak down to Byron. They have 7 recorded cases of the coronavirus there at this point. Might even be higher now. That was as of last night.
Oh dear. We were just chatting off air a little while ago about this. I'm like, for me, I've never really been to Byron Bay too many times, but it sort of strikes me as a place where there would be a couple of anti-vaxxers that would be there and people that probably wouldn't be that forward about getting tests when it comes to the COVID test. So that's a bit of a disaster.
Well, hopefully they turn out in record numbers to get tested for it. And authorities at the moment are trying to track down how positive cases managed to get from Queensland down into Byron, and they have a theory at the moment.
Last Friday night, as this local band was preparing to perform there, in the crowd, members of a hen's party down from Queensland for a 3-day celebration. 6 of them have now tested positive.
Yes, they tested positive to highly infectious reggae rhythms, and they also tested positive to COVID-19.
Oh, dear.
With a hen's party, I thought it might have been bird flu at first.
Yeah, so what? Before they headed out, they were like, come on, girls, we're going to take the town.
Yeah.
It's like, whoops, we did. We spread
Instead of painting
things.
The town red, they panted at COVID. I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, all right, well, you know, you're in a hen's party. You're probably getting lots of selfies together, so you're not maintaining that 1.5-meter social distance. Mm-hmm. You're doing the hen's thing of like, oh, you've got to taste my cocktail. Oh, this is so good. Have a try. So they're swapping fluids with sharing cocktails, all sorts of stuff like that. But they reckon that how the case actually got in, like the positive case, or how COVID got into this group, wasn't from any of the girls that were part of this bachelorette party. It actually was another person who joined the group a bit later in the night.
They mostly stayed at one house, but invited a male entertainer around. He too became infected, then left heading north to Miami Beach and this nursing home.
Now, he wasn't performing at the nursing home, by the way.
I was about to say, are you sure this is... They're not talking about Tommy Lee? Who are they talking about?
He's there for Ethel's 92nd birthday. All right, Ethel, here we go, baby. Woo. I'll put my teeth in for this one. He contracted the COVID-19 as well, headed back up north to the Gold Coast, and here we are. So it is one of those things, though. You know, it's bound to happen. I would be a little worried, though, if it was the bride-to-be who got COVID.
Yes.
Like, if you were the groom, you'd be like, were you maintaining social distance from that male entertainer at the hen's party? Mm. How did this happen? Inquiring minds would like to know. just a quick word of warning as well to that stripper, the male entertainer. When you go to one of these hen's nights and they're chanting, take it off, take it off, they're not talking about your face mask, all right? Oh. In the future, leave that on.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
You're always told not to use foul language and things like this in front of kids to set a bad example because they just copy whatever you do. Mm. They're obsessed with whatever you're doing. They're like, okay, well, you're an adult. That's what we're doing. We're doing that now. And this is a story. This is a good story, though, involving something a little bit like that over in the UK because this boy, Theo, 5, had a lot of renovations that needed to be undertook at his house. His parents had enlisted the help of tradies over a period of like 6 weeks to help out.
His mum had the local trades in, electricians, I think it was, to help out with some rewiring and things like that.
And he was like the kids on those Waddies and Heinz commercials, like asking all the questions like that.
Well, yeah.
Just
like every kid, really.
Every question that's absolutely possible. But you think after a while they'd be like, oh, I can't wait till we finish at this house. This kid's just doing my head in. He just follows me around everywhere asking questions.
Well, it's a good way to get your trades to like step it up a gear. Like, you know what I mean? Normally some tradies might drag their heels a little bit when it comes to doing jobs, but if you want to make sure they finish up quick, just get your kids to pester them with lots of questions.
Yeah, so they had plenty of tradies coming through their house fixing things over a course of like about 6 weeks, but it looks like there's one particular bunch of tradies this kid took a bit of a shine to because obviously he's handing with all these questions and stuff and his parents are saying, Theo was just obsessed with this particular group of tradies, like following them around, asking all these questions and stuff, mostly the electricians. Mm. And then when they finally finished the job, he was a little bit upset. He's like, oh, now all my friends have gone. I'm not going to see them anymore.
Yeah.
But eventually...
But he's like, that's all right. I've got my Fisher-Price first toolkit.
Yeah, I can just...
Started trying and doing his own rewiring.
Yeah. And when you get tired of that, the fake hacksaw, you can use it for your magic show as well. So either way, it gets a bit of a run. But eventually they came back to the house as well, I suppose, when they were settling up the bill or something like that as well. And Theo's mum was pretty surprised to learn they actually made a pay packet for him because he helped out that much over that course of the 6 weeks. They even done like an itemised payslip of like his rate and what he was doing, what he was helping out with.
It was an envelope with £15 in it. So they paid Theo for his assistance while they were there. This is so good.
Yeah, it's like around about 20-odd Australian dollars. Pretty good rate, though, for a five-year-old to be earning. And
doing better than us.
Yeah, they broke it down, the itemised things, as I mentioned, like five categories, including measuring items, baking items as well, because it looks like his mum was helping out baking cookies and he was distributing them amongst the boys.
Yeah, I think it was like providing refreshments, brackets, yummy cookies, something
exactly
like
right.
that. Yeah,
maybe a couple of waters as well, keeping everyone hydrated and stuff. And obviously this thing's gone viral because this is just absolutely fantastic. A great act of kindness.
Wasn't quality assurance one of the other ones? It said quality assurance, brackets, asking many questions. So I thought it was a bit harsh, though, that they charged him for the asbestos removal. I don't know why you got a five-year-old to help you with that, but anyway.
Maybe looking for another foreman for the next season of The Block in the UK or something like that.
Oh,
it could
be,
the tools down
there. Scotty Cam's apprentice over here. Bring him over here. That'd be great.
Yeah, exactly right. So the whole thing's gone viral online. They're getting a lot of... It's good for the electrical company too because they're getting a lot of love now because of it. So it's basically like free advertising almost
for them as well. You know, it'll make his year pretty much.
Yeah, exactly right. And obviously, though, they have to abide by certain, you know, workplace safety standards and stuff on site as well, which at first you'd be like, okay, well, this kid, he's five. He's going to be pretty bored when he has to watch that video as well. But it was okay. They had him catered for. They were just like, no worries, he's five. The best way to get through with, you know, safety on the work site is just, we'll put on this one for him, I reckon.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Animals find themselves in the strangest situations, so much so every time I look on the news and there's like a billy goat that's standing halfway up the side of a mountain, which is like, you know, it's got zero angle to it. I'm like, how did you even get up there? How did that happen? How are you not falling down off that mountain? Congratulations, well played. But the same thing happens for...
You are the goat of goats.
You are the king of the billy goats gruff kingdom. But we do have the same thing with household pets. Sometimes they get themselves in situations where you're like, how did you even do that? Like, how's it possible? For me, it was a few years back now. We had the family cat. This cat, I would compare this cat to Linda Blair's character on The Exorcist. This cat was the craziest, most feral thing you've ever seen in your life. You'd go to sleep and then it'd come in the room. It'd jump on the mattress on the bottom bunk and start climbing on it like upside down while you're laying in bed on the bottom bunk. Like it was...
Oh, wow.
It was, yeah.
It's like the baby in Trainspotting crawling on the ceiling sort of thing.
Laying on the lounge, it'd see you blinking from across the room, sort of run across and launch itself at your face while you're trying. This cat was, it was something out of this world, but we always like...
So it ended up at the local RSPCA, I'm assuming. Is this where the cat ended up?
It actually did in the end, because it was just too much that this cat was cursed. It was like one of the gremlins from the movie The Gremlins. It came with all these almost rules, and it were like, the number one rule for this cat, this demon cat, don't let the cat outside.
Right.
It was a female cat.
Oh.
It got outside for about... not even 3 hours.
And its milkshake brought all the boy cats to the yard?
It sure did. Mm. When I found this cat, it was meowing strangely up the top of a 20-foot tree.
Oh, okay.
Just like hanging on like Garfield on your back window on the car with the suction cups.
Was it the model for that old hang in there baby poster by the sounds of it?
I'm like, how did you even get there? And then we brought it inside and then all of a sudden its personality changed and it gave birth to about 9 kittens.
Wow,
this thing got huge. So it's just like, how did you end up there? So I'm sure
how did you end up as a mother? I think we all know.
Oh, yeah, it just starts off with, you know.
Yeah, our old cat Dash, RIP, when we first got him, he was a kitten. And somehow he managed to get his head stuck in the loop, like the handle of an old single-use plastic bag.
Okay.
And he got spooked and he just bolted out of the house like he was wearing a plastic cape because this bag's like flapping behind him. And we're like, oh, my God. And he disappeared and we looked for him for ages. We finally found him, managed to get him out of the plastic bag. There was no one more relieved to see an end to single-use plastic bags than our old cat Dash. But any time you would pull out a bin to do the bin liner, just the rattle of the plastic would freak him out. But, yeah, we found him a few blocks away, all because he was freaking out over a plastic bag. But what about your pets? Where have they ended up? Rochelle and Beager, where did your pet end up?
About 60 kilometres from home underneath the seat in my dad's caravan.
Oh, wow. I'm assuming it wasn't a goldfish. What type of pet was this, Rochelle?
So this is my very curious pussycat.
Oh, okay.
My cat is used to travelling quite a bit with me in my van where I go travelling. I come to side, but I'm racing my dirt bike. I would actually be in Bega racing this weekend at the Dirt Action and Cross Series, but Easter weekend and all, I've got too much work to do. So
fair enough.
Shout out to the Dirt Action and Cross Series too. Sapphire Speedway.
Yeah.
Anything, head down there Sunday.
Yeah, so basically your cat saw it as an invitation. It's like
Was it a stowaway or is this just like happening? Okay.
So, yeah, she actually does stow away quite a lot in all sorts of weird places. She's the most curious cat I have ever owned. Like, she gets into every little nook and cranny, cupboards, and finds weird places to sleep. And, yeah, we find her down the street sometimes to go shopping, and there she's sitting in the car and, you know, in the shed. She gets locked in the shed all the time and just shut in. We've got, like, a cage outside that we have stuff we lock up outside, and she gets stuck in there quite often.
So but did your poor dad have to hitch up the caravan again and drive it all the way back to...
That's exactly what he did. Yeah, oh. He got the caravan and drove back the next day. So he kept the cat for the night and then drove back the next day to drop her off. So lucky he hadn't gone too far in his first leg of his road trip.
Oh dear. I'd love to strap like a camera to a cat and just find out where they go during the day.
Yeah.
I would be very curious to see what my cat gets up to during the day, yes.
I'd probably be too scared to watch what our cat Finnegan does during the day. I don't know if I want to know.
Comes home and licks you and you're like, okay, where have you been? Let's look at the tape.
Oh, it's good to see your cat came back safe and sound, Rochelle.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, thank you. Heaps of people as well talking about their roaming pets and where they ended up on our Facebook page.
And about 99% of those involve cats.
They're cats.
What a surprise. Including Bianca from Bibbenluk, who says one day she was on her way into town from Bibbenluk to Bombala and didn't realise the cat was in the back of the car the whole way. It jumped out when they got to town, couldn't find the cat for 3 weeks, and then got a call one night from the local Chinese shop and the cat was just hanging out there getting a free feed.
Oh, really?
I was just like, after seeing that story, I'm like, I wonder if the cat's name was Garfield.
Yeah.
By any chance.
Would it be an Italian restaurant if it was Garfield? Yeah. Maybe after the lasagna.
Yeah, but, exactly right.
Hopefully they trained the cat how to use Menu Log and it can just order the Chinese delivered.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.